Now, it's time for MedVid on Movies.
Tom Cruise is back as a former Army officer who's trying to connect with a tough, attractive major, but finds that she's being taken down by an evil conspiracy in Jack Reacher, Never Go Back.
Jack Reacher for Major Turner.
Major Turner's been arrested.
On what charge?
Espionage.
She's been set up.
Boy, has she ever. And there's an evil cadre of hitmen and contractors penetrating the highest levels of the military who are ready to commit murder to protect their secrets.
This is bigger than I imagined.
You're a dead man.
You should start running, because I'm going to start hunting. And when I find you, I'm going to kill you all.
This is the second movie for Tom Cruise, based on the very popular Jack Reacher books by Lee Child. And once again, this normally capable actor seems all wrong for the role. The Reacher in the books is a huge guy who can kill baddies with his bare hands. And it's hard to understand why the compact Mr. Cruise wants to identify with this part. There's a silly subplot about a rebellious teenager who may or may not be Jack Reacher's daughter, and Kobe Smulders is barely adequate as the fierce female officer who's a buddy slash love interest. The first film with Rosamund Pike, Robert Duvall, and Werner Herzog had much better co-stars. Rated PG-13, but certainly some of the vicious violence and lots of bone-crunching confrontations should have earned an R. 1.5 stars for Jack Reacher, Never Go Back. Actually, never go there in the first place.